AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Vice President J.D. Vance says talks with senior Iranian officials in Switzerland created a good foundation for a deal to end the war in Iran. Vance says progress was made on issues including keeping the Strait of Hormuz open and addressing the fighting in Lebanon. A ceasefire between Israel and Iran-backed Hezbollah militants there appears to be holding. President Trump loomed large over those talks in Switzerland with Iranian officials, even though he wasn't actually there. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
From Camp David, the president fired off social media comments that offended the Iranians.
They did threaten to walk out, or at least there were social media threats that they would walk out.
But Vice President Vance pushed back against thoughts the president's threats complicated the talks.
No, they didn't throw a wrench in the system.
Adding he told the Iranians their own statements were the issue.
When you guys engage in what us millennials might call trash talk, you can't expect the President of the United States not to respond and not to correct the record.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Pentagon told Congress it needs $80 billion more dollars, mostly to cover the costs of the Iran war. That would be in addition to a sizable boost in defense spending that Trump is seeking. Firefighters in Los Angeles are still trying to gain access to a massive warehouse 6 days into a firefight. Residents of the Boyle Heights neighborhood were warned to wear masks or stay inside due to smoke pollution. Music industry star maker Clyne Davis has died at 94. Davis helped shape the careers of artists including Janis Joplin, Whitney Houston, Carlos Santana, and Alicia Keys. More on this story at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports it was a big weekend for one prominent hockey family.
Matthew and Brady Tkachuk won gold medals together with Team USA in this year's Olympics and famously, or infamously, instigated fights together at last year's Four Nations face-off.
That's been a great weekend for the Tkachuks.
On Sunday, they became teammates again when the Florida Panthers sent 4 draft picks to the Ottawa Senators for Brady. But there was more.
It was a thrill to get that call.
Their father, Keith Tkachuk, elected to the Hockey Hall of Fame.
I just couldn't believe it. I actually didn't tell my family for about 45 minutes. And I grabbed my brother, my niece's fiance, and Brady, and said, hey, you guys want to have a beer together? And I told them and broke the news to them there.
Quite the Father's Day weekend for the Tkachuks.
Full house of grandkids here in the Tkachuk household.
I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.